Introduction. Coffee with Radhi is a work that I've been struggling with for some time. Sometimes we wait and wait and wait until we are able to come up with something that we deem to be profound, when in fact, it is the body of our work which becomes profound. Very rarely do we create the one seminal work that defines us, and when and if we do, it comes through a body of work that we've put forth. With that being said, and even though I was trying to guard against this possibility, I really was taking too much time getting this book done in an effort to make it perfect. I remember that in 2007, when I was writing my dissertation, my advisor asked me if I knew the best type of dissertation. I replied that I did not. He said, "Mr. Ferguson, the best dissertation is a finished one." In harmony with that statement, I wanted to make sure that I finished this book so that I could get on with the rest of the articles, blogging, email writing, lecturing, and speaking that I have to do while working on my next book. Every once in a while, it seems like I get into work ruts where I am just working, working, and doing more work. And I can't complain because I also get those pockets of time where I am able to play, and play some more. And although things balance out, my life doesn't always provide the opportunities for advanced scheduling and planning. For that, I offer my sincere apologies to my wife and children. I know an apology isn't necessary, but in the timeline during which some of these lectures have occurred, I missed the birth of my daughter while training for my mixed martial arts career. I've traveled to train and learn from some of the best people in the field. I've done speeches, attended seminars, and have attended even more speaking engagements, keeping a schedule that would drive anyone crazy. And my wife is always gracious when my response is, "I don't know," when she asks me when I am leaving, what airport I am flying into, or where I am staying. I literally don't know until I land and check my itinerary. I missed my son's first day of kindergarten and my daughter's first day of preschool. My wife missed my daughter's first day too. My wife and I were both traveling for work. This life we live provides a lot of fringe benefits, but it also comes at a price. As you listen to these lectures, speeches, and vignettes, I would ask you to allow their brevity to act as an incentive for you to re-listen to them. Not only listen to them, but re-listen to them. People find the golden nuggets of positive, powerful change that are there for you, and then apply them and enrich your life. To my wife, Tracy, I say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to serve as your husband. This is a job which I'm greatly appreciative of, and at times I understand it is a job that I am not worthy of, but I relish in the blessing. And I say thank you to my son Rufus and my daughter Radhi. It's probably not fair that I get to experience as much joy as I do from being your father, but I'll take it. I love you two more than you'll ever know. My two beautiful children and my beautiful wife make my life worth living. Please enjoy Dr. Ferguson's Coffee with Radhi. Number 1. Learn how to win. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. Vince Lombardi. Original date of issuance, September 1, 2009. I want to welcome you to the first edition of Coffee with Radhi. I just got back from the 2009 World Judo Championships in Holland, and it was an absolutely phenomenal experience. I never actually competed at the World Judo Championships. Although I made the world team in 2005, I was a self-funded athlete, and because of financial hardships, I wasn't able to go. So, this was actually my first time experiencing the World Judo Championships, and it was in a capacity in which I did not expect. I did not attend as a player, but as a coach. I was the head coach of the Bahamian judo delegation, and it was an eye-opening experience, not only for me, but also for the young athletes I coached. They were able to see exactly how close they were to world-class competitors and how far they were from truly competing at such a level. They were close because they were actually there, but they were far at the same time because they weren't necessarily truly competitive at that level. Now, the thing I really want to talk about is this idea, which is for everyone in all areas of life. There's a big difference between saying that you want to win and then actually taking the steps that are necessary to go ahead and win. A big difference. Hell, a huge difference. It seems to me that there are a lot of people who want to win, but a great many of those individuals do not want to be inconvenienced by the process that it takes to actually go ahead and win.